This is David Wheaton. The following is a TCW short take, a bite-sized highlight from the Christian Worldview radio program. You can hear the full program at thechristianworldview.org. Why is it better to translate the name of God as Yahweh, which the Legacy Standard Bible does in the Old Testament, instead of the more familiar term in English, Lord, with capital letters?
Often in our English translations, we have either the term God or the term Lord translating the covenant name of God, which is Yahweh. And why did we want to recover God's covenant name? Well, it's the same reason, but elevated, but it's the same reason why I call you David and you call me Abner and we call people by their names. It is because there is a personal element to that. It is because there's meaning in that, and it both elevates the way and the intimacy and the degree of fidelity that God has toward his people. He gave them his personal name. You can call him by his name. God and Lord are titles for God. They are not his actual name, but he gave us his personal name, Yahweh, which communicates, I am who I am, that God is eternal, that God is independent, that God is transcendent, that God is immutable, that God cannot be defined by anything or anyone except himself. I am who I am. All of that is tucked into the name Yahweh, and it is the juxtaposition of the absolute holiness, the absolute transcendence, the absolute otherness of God, with yet him giving that to us as a personal expression of his love and loyalty to us. And so this is a recovery of making sure that we have the relationship and the connection with God that he always intended us to have. And that's partly why we wanted to recover that translation, because we've lost calling God by his name, even though he's encouraged us to do so. And on the other hand, it also sharpens other terms. I think we use the word Lord and God pretty freely. And what I mean by that is we've lost the sharpness of definition of the use of the word Lord. But now when you have phrases like Lord Yahweh, you start to realize, wait, Lord isn't just his name. It isn't just a short phrase for God. It isn't just a substitute synonym for the term deity. He is the Lord. He is the master. He is the sovereign one, even as he is Yahweh and even as he is God Elohim. What we have done by recovering the translation is elevated the personal nature of God, but also his lordship and his divinity, because we have made clarity by contrast with the correct translation of terms.
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview radio program. To hear the full program and connect with this nonprofit radio ministry, go to thechristianworldview.org. I'm David Wheaton.